From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australia's Prime Minister says police carried out raids to foil a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft. Four men so far detained. Phil Mercer reporting.
Senior police commanders say the raids were allegedly linked to an Islamic-inspired plot, although no specific details of time, date or location have been revealed. It's been reported the raids weren't planned, but were a rapid response to a tip-off received by the police. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the authorities have foiled what appears to be an elaborate conspiracy.
We have the finest security, police, intelligence services in the world. The major counter-terrorism operation which has occurred is an example of the way in which terrorist plots are uncovered and disrupted.
Additional security measures have been put in place at Sydney Airport and have now been extended to other parts of the country. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. military has strongly countered Iran's claim the U.S. fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner on a routine patrol in the national airspace over the Arabian Gulf. That's the international airspace. A U.S. Navy helicopter observed several Islamic Revolutionary Guard naval vessels approaching U.S. naval forces at a high speed. Helicopter buzzed those vessels, halting their approach. U.S. Air Force has flown two bombers over the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. It was a direct response, they say, to North Korea's launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July the 3rd and July 28th. This is VOA News. Pakistan's ruling party has appointed an interim chief executive of the country who will serve for a short term of 45 days. This has raised opposition complaints a day after Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was ousted by the Supreme Court for concealing financial assets. Pakistani opposition party leader Imran Khan derided Sharif's choice of his brother to eventually succeed him, comparing the country's tradition of political dynasties to a form of monarchy.
What they hope to do is to have an interim prime minister, and then he'll be replaced by the brother Shahbaz Sharif. But the problem is that Shahbaz Sharif himself has been implicated in corruption. There's a NAB, the Accountability Bureau, there's a reference against him.
Sharif on Saturday did announce plans for the ruling party to nominate his brother Shahbaz as the country's new leader after the interim period for the caretaker prime minister. The Venezuelan government preparing today to hold a controversial election, and security forces are out on the streets of Caracas trying to keep the peace. We get more now from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
Security personnel are on patrol at voting precincts in Venezuela ahead of the election of a legislative superbody on Sunday. President Nicolas Maduro ordered the vote aimed at selecting a so-called constituent assembly. He has said it is for rewriting the country's constitution, but his critics call it a rigged ballot meant to consummate a dictatorship. On the streets of Caracas, resident Raul Perez isn't putting any faith in the vote.
I don't think anything will change. I think everything will stay the same, with the same problems as always.
Often violent protests have gripped the recession-hit country for months now. More than 110 people have died in clashes with security forces. The government has banned protests over the weekend in the hopes of achieving a smooth election. The opposition is boycotting the election and urging its supporters to protest in the streets.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Seven Turkish journalists were freed from prison after 9 months, but they expressed some sorrow that four of their colleagues are still detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members are from a Turkish opposition paper, Cumhuriyet. They must now stand trial, with the next hearing scheduled for September the 11th. If convicted, they face terms of up to 43 years in prison. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.